It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Amen. God bless you this morning. It is the 17th, it should be, I believe. Yeah, 17th of March, and it's time for us to begin the worship and wellness broadcast. We begin with prayer by my wife, Andrea.
Good morning, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together, being able to open up your word. We ask for your spirit to come and teach us this morning the things we need to know. Anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and bless us as we continue to grow in grace and wisdom. For this we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I'd like to wish you all a happy preparation day, and especially to Brother Peyton, who wished us a happy preparation day. It's time now for our opening song. It's about time.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time.
Friends, we're going to be talking today about the benefits from the Bible. And the bottom line is there's just so many. It's inexhaustible. I wasn't planning on doing this, but as I went to a particular chapter, I found so many benefits just in one chapter of the Bible. I think I'm just going to go with that chapter. We're in Psalm 119, and we're going to be just looking at some of the benefits, just some. It is so full. I won't even be I'll just be touching the tip of the iceberg from Psalms 119. That's just one chapter, my friend. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you so much for the Bible. That song says, give me the Bible, star of gladness, gleaming. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and life combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day. We thank you very much for the Bible. We ask for your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't think I actually quoted the song completely correctly in the prayer, but I think some of you all know what I'm talking about. I'm starting with Psalms 119, verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You know, when we are young, our hormones are raging, and we're trying to discover who we are, discover life, and we often make many mistakes. The Bible says, how shall a young man cleanse his way? If he stays in the word, you can avoid many a pitfall that some of us have not always avoid it. Amen. And those of us who did avoid them, that's because we stayed in the word. It says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Then it says, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. So it keeps you from sinning. It gives you victory over sin, my brothers and sisters. And then if we move down, and again, I'm skipping several brothers and sisters. But it says in verse 22, remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. So, my friends, reproach, contempt, that's when people have good reason. Like, for example, the Murdoch murders, a lot of people have contempt for him because of what the jury agreed that he did to his wife and son. And they reproach him. That means people say consistently negative things about him. If he kept the testimony, that wouldn't have happened. He would not be in prison right now, my friends. And there are things that he admitted to, so even just those things are enough. All the money stolen and so on and so forth. You live a clean life if you study the Bible. All right, verse 24, thy testimonies also are my delight, my counselors. So, friends, you know, we are told in Proverbs, I think 16:25, in the multitude of counselors there is safety, and that is referring to people, but also the Bible is our great foundational counselor. Thy testimonies are my delight and my counselors. Okay, so if you want counsel, you need to know what to do. You need to know where to go. You need to know what to say. The Bible is your counselor, and you can delight in it. Look at verse 31. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. You know, in the book of Psalms, I think it's Psalm chapter 5, David said, let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Do you know that that's one of the benefits of Bible study, that it'll keep you from being ashamed? Now, that doesn't mean that people won't try to humiliate you, Christ naked on the cross, spit on and put in a crown of receiving a crown of thorns on his head, slapped and beaten. But he stood in noble godliness, friends, as he died for you and me. The bottom line is we will not be ashamed when we study the Bible. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thou me in thy way. So, my friends, it keeps you from vain things, things that are useless and a waste of time. If you study the Bible, that means you stay in his way. You will not be involved in vain things. Establish thy word unto thy servant, verse 38. Who is devoted to thy fear. So the Bible tells us we will be established. Have you ever just felt like you just didn't belong and you just didn't have chart or compass, wonder where you're going, stay in the Word. It will establish you, friends. You'll have foundation in your life. Let's look at verse 42. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in thy word. Friends, you wonder sometimes what you would say? Just stay in the Word. You stay in the Word. It will answer what you should say. You know, therefore, when I was approached by some medical professionals and told that a group of them that I should do a certain thing that most people did, I answered because of the Word of God that God promised that if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and do that which is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee that I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. See, we will have answers from the Bible that they cannot answer, cannot gainsay. All right, let's keep reading. Verse 46, I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and I will not be ashamed. You see, when you study the word, he's going to bring you to high places, and you will be able to share that word to in venues that you would have never dreamed that you would share. Okay? Very important, friends. Praise God. I'm going to skip way down. There's just so much, friends. But I'm just going to skip down to verse 97. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. So it brings happiness. You love the law. So the benefit is that you love to be in the Bible, and you just can't get enough of the Bible. It's your meditation all the day. It's, you just want to stay thinking about it and all of that, friends. Verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. You will understand more than those who've had college degrees, advanced college degrees, if they only rely on what they learned in college, okay? Now, if they study the word too, hey, they can learn what you'll know, but you'll know more. And that's what God is saying. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. And that's important. We have to meditate on the word. That means we don't just read it, and then just, you know, you stop, you think about it, you pray about it, you apply it to your life and say, how does that apply to my life in today's society? Verse 101, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. It keeps you from going in the wrong path, my brothers and sisters. Verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It gives you guidance, turn by turn, and you know where you're going in the long run. So it gives you both short-term and long-term guidance. That's what the Bible does. That's Psalm 119, 105. And then, my brothers and sisters, we go down to Psalms 119, verses 161. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe at thy word. Brothers and sisters, we will see amazing things even when we are persecuted by high levels of leadership. We will stand in awe at God's word. That means we will see it come to pass. I rejoice at thy word, verse 162, as one findeth great spoil. So it brings cause for rejoicing. Praise the Lord. And watch this. This is one I love. Psalms 119, 165. Some of us who can be sensitive, can be a little easily offended. Psalm 119, 165. Look at the benefit for you. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You see, when you get into God's word, it just brings you higher, and you're just not offended at little petty things. My tongue, verse 172, shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. That means we have something to talk about because we know what is right. God's commandments are right. And verse 176, which is the last verse, says, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. So even when we mess up, we know where to come back to if we study the Bible. So friends, those are just some of the benefits of the Bible. found in Psalm 119, that chapter. It is, there are so many more benefits in the Bible that are mentioned, but I just, it's just so many in that chapter that I thought it would be good. All right. Give me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming, to cheer the wanderer, lone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful radiance beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible when my heart is broken, when sin and grief have filled my soul with fear. Give me the precious words by Jesus spoken. Hold up faith's lamp to show my Savior near. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of these realms below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day. Amen. God is good, friends. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the Bible. Thank you for all the benefits of the Bible. We ask that we will reap the reward as we dig into the treasure. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, it's time now to transition to wellness. We do so with the torso song. And after that, we will come back and hear a health message from Sister Lenny entitled, A Pitiful Offering. A Pitiful Offering.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with you can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and
Amen. Sister Lenny will be presenting a pitiful offering as our health message for today.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Health segment this week, the pitiful offering. And it's coming from Counsels and Diet and Foods, pages 21 to 22. Knowledge must be gained in regard to how to eat and drink and dress so as to preserve health. Sickness is caused by violating the laws of health. It is the result of violating nature's law. Our first duty, one which we owe to God, to ourselves, and to our fellow men, is to obey the laws of God, which include the laws of health. If we are sick, we impose a weary tax upon our friends and unfit ourselves for discharging our duties to our families and to our neighbors. And when premature death is a result of our violation of nature's law, we bring sorrow and suffering to others. We deprive our neighbors of the help we ought to render them in living. We rob our families of the comfort and help we might render them, and rob God of the service he claims of us to advance his glory. Then we are not, in the worst sense, transgressors of God's law. But God is all pitiful, gracious, and tender. And when light comes to those who have injured their health by sinful indulgences, and they are convinced of sin and repent and seek pardon, he accepts the poor offering rendered to them and receives them. Oh, what tender mercy that he does not refuse the remnant of the abused life of the suffering, repentant sinner. In his gracious mercy, he saves these souls as by fire. But what an inferior, pitiful sacrifice at best to offer to a pure and holy God. Noble faculties have been paralyzed by wrong habits of sinful indulgences. The aspirations are perverted, and the soul and body defaced. Thank you so much, and may we all eat, drink, and do, and say, to the glory of God.
Amen. Praise God. All right, my friends. Mr. Lenny, did you tell us where that was from? I don't know if she heard me. Mr. Lenny, are you able to tell us where that's from?
I'm sorry, Pastor, what'd you say?
Did you tell us where that reading was from?
Yes, it's from Counsels on Diet and Foods, pages 21 to 22.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. You probably said it. All right, thank you.
I did.
All right. God bless you. All right, friends, it's time now to open the phone line, and we are going to start with Facebook, and we have, I believe my dear sister she moved from West Virginia, I think. But anyway, I think she's down south, so I'm going to pick Alabama. So if it's not that, you can let me know. We got a dear sister from, I think she moved down to Alabama. We got Brother Peyton there from North Carolina, and we've got Angela from South Carolina. We've got Ohio on the line. We have Maryland, and Maryland again. We have Delaware. We have Ohio. We have Iowa. To those who get up an hour earlier, really an hour early, but you're on a different time zone, so it's an hour earlier to you. We thank you for that. We have Oklahoma, same thing. I think they're on Central Time. And then we have Ohio. We have Georgia. And the beautiful island of Bermuda is on the line. So let me make sure also that I have open our chat. There we go. Praise God. All right, friends. So if anyone has anything you want to share, whether it's in the chat, whether it's on the phone or on Facebook, just press *6 if you're on the phone, type if you're in the chat, and put a message on Facebook. We have about 29 minutes to the top of the hour. But if there is anyone, we definitely have time, and we do have our mother in Israel on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Sister Maria and everyone that is listening. I would like you to tell us, if you can, what are the benefits of chlorophyll, liquid chlorophyll?
Okay, sure. I may not off the top of my head remember all of them, but chlorophyll is very, very good as a blood builder, blood purifier. It has been said that in one of the wars, when they ran out of blood to use for transfusions, that they got liquid chlorophyll to use instead because its components are very similar to the components of blood. It is my understanding that where in the blood composition where there is iron, in the chlorophyll composition, I think it is magnesium or something of that nature. But a lot of the other components are the same, and so it's very, very good. And as a purifier of blood, the life of the flesh is in the blood. That's going to have a lot of effects. I believe it will make you more alkaline. I believe it will help you with a lot of conditions that are acidic conditions, such as arthritis, cancer, you know, all of those types of things, which is most of the major diseases that we have. It tends to give you energy, make you more alert, and those are just some of the things off the top of my head that I know. So it should increase oxygenation within your cells.
I thank you so much. God bless you, and have a happy Sabbath. I know today is not the Sabbath, it's preparation day, but have a happy Sabbath just in case I'm not on time for tomorrow.
Amen, amen. Yes, and happy preparation day to you.
And also, I know that Sister Maria needs about six other Sister Marias to accomplish all that she does. But she had promised to text me a juice recipe. I know she was traveling last weekend, but if she can put it together and text me sometime, I'll be happy. And God bless
all right.
you and all that you do.
Praise God. Amen, amen. We will definitely take care of that. And we thank you. All right, friends, is there anyone else that would like to share anything? We've got Sister Kevin that says, good morning, Torso family. May the Lord's blessings be your covering this preparation day. May the Lord's blessings be your covering. What a beautiful thought. Blessings of God being our covering. Thank you, Sister Kevin, and the same to you. Is there anyone else that would like to share? Just press star 6. Friends, we'd like to announce that we do have church service this Sabbath, so you can follow us on Zoom, and we pray that you'll do that. The Zoom ID is 557-587-3947, and the password is Torso in small letters, T-O-R-S-O-E, and that's at 12 noon on tomorrow. We look forward to having worship with you. If you'd like to support Torso Ministry, you can do so by writing to us at P.O. Box 208-208. That is Curtisville, Pennsylvania. The zip code is 15032. As you know, we share the Word of God every day of the year with few exceptions. We are available for anyone who needs us. Just give us a call if we can be of any pastoral or spiritual help, and we can even answer some basic health questions for you without charge. We have a wellness center, so we promote medical missionary work. We're developing educational materials, and we travel and speak. We're also the sponsor of the Biblical Booster, Boosting the Immunity of Our Global Community. That is a book that I wrote. Let me see if I have a copy that I can just show you. Just a minute. So this book is the foundation of the campaign, the Biblical Booster, as you can see. It's a good-sized book. It is a textbook of 320 pages. It has lots of information about how to build your immune system and why that's a better booster. So we want to encourage you to pick up a copy of the Biblical Booster, and we travel and speak and give seminars, and we are in every way we know how, get the word out, because there is a better way to handle this crisis that will keep people alive, that will keep people from getting sick, and we are sounding the alarm. So those are some of the things that we do here at Torso. If we can be of any help, you let us know. If you want to contribute, you can do so also on our website, torso.org, although there is a separate website. We actually have three at this time. There's the main Torso website, torsoe.org. There's biblicalbooster.org. And then there's also torwm.org, okay? torwm.org has these broadcasts in a blog just listed. But if you're on Facebook, you can just go down my timeline. That's mainly what I promote on Facebook. So you can use Facebook, or you can go to torwm.org, and you can do that and even listen, because there will be a link to just an audio that you can listen to of this broadcast. We thank you for joining us today. There's no one else in the queue. We say God bless you. So I'll ask my wife if she'll have our closing prayer. She may not be available. Oh, yes, she is.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We ask that your spirit will continue to be with us as we go about our preparations, that we can be ready for your holy Sabbath. We ask that you would bless every heart in a special way. We ask for special healings to be granted to those that are in need, for spiritual, mental, and physical. And we ask, Lord, that you will help us to be faithful to you. Let us do all we can to be able to be redeemed from this world, because we know your coming is ever so soon. We ask that you will forgive us for our sins and help us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, we do our part in faith, God, with open ways before us now, undreamed of. Happy Preparation Day, and God bless you.
Amen. Our closing song, I Will Trust the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will I will walk with the Lord.